Left wing fails in Australian airliner. Stay tuned for UnNews. November 2010, Sydney, Australia. The left wing failed on a Qantas jumbo liner in Australia, mere days after the same wing was repudiated in midterm elections in the United States. The copycat failure did not result in casualties. All 466 passengers and crew are safe as the Qantas flight dumped its fuel and returned to the airport in Singapore. The dumping of fuel itself is an environmental catastrophe which will require thousands of gadflies and doctoral candidates, most of them also on the left wing, to locate and retrieve it. The mishap happened to the Airbus A380 4 minutes into the flight, as it was executing a left turn, probably. U.S. left-wing President Barack Obama was asked about the failures of left wings around the world. He replied, quote, "This couldn't happen here. I'm in charge," unquote. Presumptive Speaker John Boehner, some pronounce it Boehner, presumably on the right wing, declined to fault the president. Quote, "The American people sent us here to work together," unquote. Qantas Chief Executive Officer Alan Joyce declined to say whether he is on the left wing or the right wing. He insisted that the engine failure did not owe to bad maintenance, which would be Qantas's fault, but was a manufacturing defect, which would be in the lap of Rolls-Royce. Joyce said at a news conference in Sydney, quote, "Without a doubt, it's their fault, it's not our fault," unquote. Engineers from both companies will have entertaining finger-pointing without a left or a right wing as they travel to Batam Island in Indonesia to offer the natives shrunken heads in exchange for the engine pieces that fell to earth there. Mr. Joyce conceded that fragments from the exploded jet engine pierced the left wing. Quote, "But it's all right as we don't seat passengers inside either wing, although we are studying it," unquote. Members of Her Majesty's government announced their intentions to travel to Singapore to personally view the damaged left wing, but they did not call for new elections. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously. Tune in this weekend for the UnNews magazine, Last Week in the Mirror. Check your local listings for details.